I was going to do the and a one, and a two, and a... but that didn't work out the last time, so...
I don't know what to do.
Welcome to episode 139 of One More Podcastle, part of the VGEvo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I'm a pretty terrible tennis player, but even worse at trombone. And... I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager, and I run on Android.
My name's Jason Lamb, a resident Canadian, and I've got a pyramid scheme for you.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, you see, the first thing you do is you got to go buy some cats.
Pyramids.
Some pyramids.
Sorry.
That's exactly where I thought he was going. Got to build a pyramid.
Sorry.
And then you get cats to have some babies. And then you sell those baby cats to other people.
Oh, I like it.
And eventually, those people are going to give you a cut of the cats they sell.
Which cut do I get?
I don't think I want anything to do.
No, you don't.
Like the tenderloin? Is that the best part of the cat? Why are we talking about cat meat right now?
What?
Jeez.
Let's just talk about selling pet cats, you psychos.
It's awkward.
But yes, they do make lovely steaks.
They're flat. Flat steaks. But they do make good steaks.
Hunter, that is a nice mustache you are wearing. I think the quality of that mustache alone is why people should tune in for the live stream. I think that's why.
I completely forgot that they had these stupid Google effects.
Yeah, no,
on
the
these
best.
Hangouts.
Oh, jeez.
Like, there it is. Did I tell you guys my mustache story?
No.
By all means, tell us your mustache story.
I'm sure. So I'm at the mall, and one of the gaming spots that I would go to just moved to the mall. So I'm not a big fan of the mall, so I had to go to the mall. Anyway, so I'm hunting around the shop, you know, it's a lot bigger. Things are in different places. And I left empty-handed, okay? I was really upset, you know, because I was like, I was in that mood to just buy something. Like, I just want to buy something, you know what I mean?
Dang it, yeah.
And I left empty-handed, just couldn't find anything, or I didn't have the money for what I really wanted. So as I'm leaving, I see that there's like a pop machine. And I don't know if you guys have tried to purchase a soda pop out of a soda pop machine, but they're like a weird amount now. It was like $1.75. So I had to put in $2 because I don't carry change on me. But I had a quarter left, and I'm leaving the mall. And right before I leave, there's like a whole line of those little pop quarter machines with like the little plastic pop thing in it. And you can get like some dinky little toy or figurine or whatever. Well, there was one for mustaches, and I got super excited. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I am so gonna get this mustache, and I'm gonna put it on in the car and like drive around and like watch people stare at me with the funny mustache. So I get into the car, and I'm like, all right, pop this thing open. And it's like this big bushy one, and like I look in the rearview mirror to put it on, and I realize that I have an actual mustache that I don't need the fake one for. I was really upset. Like, I was depressed driving home the entire time. I still have that mustache.
Aren't you wearing it?
So if it, I mean, I got one already.
Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Central. Tune in to One More Podcastle live stream. We'll tweet the link from One More Castle.
Yeah, mustaches.
We're basically doing, whoa, that was weird. We're doing a tech demo.
That was weird.
Of Google effects right now. I have drawn a picture of a face, but Google can still track it and add like sunglasses and facial hair and double horns. But sometimes they go on me instead.
Or not.
Or maybe not. What the heck? It's so weird. I'm having way too much fun with this. Oh, I just froze him. Ooh, that's weird. Okay. Okay, no more playing with Google. I feel like
things are getting weird.
Messing with dark forces right now, guys. Dark forces. So, speaking of dark forces, have you guys played any old video games lately?
I did. And it wasn't a Dark Forces game this week.
Oh,
Oh.
Cause I ran out.
Boo.
But I played another Star Wars game.
Oh, do tell. I like Star Wars games.
So I played Star Wars Republic Commando. Came in 2005 for Windows and
Commando?
Xbox.
Commando?
Commando. Republic Commando. I'd actually like think Hunter Commando? Would like this. It's you're a squad of clone troopers, but it plays kind of like Rainbow Six.
Oh.
So you can send your squad to set up in various locations throughout the environments. So things will highlight. You can go be like, okay, go set up a sniping location. You set up, you know, explosives, whatever. You can send someone to hack the door while you hold off, you know,
classic
robots and whatnot. It was actually really good. The ending's incredibly disappointing. It just kind of ends. Nothing happens. But I'm finding I have an issue. I've watched so much Star Wars, I start to question things because they don't make sense.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, God, I can't do it.
Don't do that.
They don't make sense within, like, just, like, not even canon. They don't make sense from, like, a purely technical aspect within the Star Wars universe. So, okay, you guys know what back to tanks are, right?
Yes!
Yes, back to tanks. For those who don't know, Bacta in the Empire Strikes Back. That's what Luke's in after he gets mauled by that white thing.
It's a liquid healing tank, you know.
Yeah, it's basically a liquid. It heals you rapidly. So in Republic Commando, that's your healing thing, as in many Star Wars games. You use Bacta. So at the beginning of the game, you're, you know, on this battlefield. And they've got these Bacta stations set up you can go up to and recharge your health. Great, perfect. And that's how they introduce this mechanic. The problem is, the second level and a bunch of different levels, you are on board Trade Federation battleships that are completely run by droids. And just for some reason, there are Bacta tanks installed in these battlecruisers that are run by droids literally in every corridor. So you run around, kill some droids, you're like, really? Oh, that's only going to show up in the podcast. He made a noise thing for the audio people.
All right.
So you're running along. And you're like, well, I killed these droid kids, and I guess I'll use this Bacta that they were
on
using?
On the droid ship?
Yeah, but I tend that happens a lot. Like, have you seen... I'm going to veer off for a second here. You know that Star Wars Rebels show?
I have not seen it. Heard it's good.
Yeah.
Heard it's good.
Yeah, it's
yeah, me too.
When it's good, it's good. There's a lot of kind of like filler, like crap episodes. Well, it's good, it's good. But in the show, they at one point show someone in a TIE fighter who angrily, after he loses chasing some characters, takes off his helmet.
Ah.
While in the TIE fighter?
While in the TIE fighter. And later, the main characters steal a TIE fighter while in space, and none of them have helmets or protective suits on. And as a Star Wars kind of geek,
yeah, that's not.
You can't do that.
It's unacceptable.
No, they're pressure suits.
Pressure suits. It's the whole reason they're in those black pressure suits. But yeah. So anyway,
just a fashion
Star Wars. You should play Republic Commando because it's actually pretty good.
It sounds like
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tactical squad kind of action.
Does sound like fun.
There's like you can find a widescreen hack. It's pretty good.
You have to hack the game to put it in widescreen. I love old video games. Yeah,
I love
old video games.
And I love that I can't deal with the fact that it's in 4x3. Like, I just like, I can't
exactly.
Do this.
I love
you too. I need this image squeezed and widened, please.
Yeah. But yeah, Republic Commando, you should go do it.
Cool. Hunter?
That's good. I played a little bit of the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego Deluxe.
Ooh,
deluxe? What makes it deluxe?
The graphics, maybe? I don't know. I mean, there's like animations and, you know. I'm not going to go back to this damn video and find all those stupid little sound effects and put them in for you. I'm sorry.
Right. No more sound effects.
I've got many. So where in the world, Carmen San Diego Deluxe? There's an enhanced version, I guess isn't as good. But so if the for those who don't know what the story of Where in the World is Carmen San Diego, I feel sorry for you. Because it is a odd story of him.
Fun game, though.
You. Is it, though?
I liked it. I didn't play the deluxe version or anything, but I liked it.
It's the same game. Like, if you played the one on NES or Super NES, it's the same game.
Nope,
like,
PC.
This is. Oh. Well, whatever. Yeah, they're all the same thing. It's
the NES is We're in Time, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Came with that big encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. I wish I had that. So anyway, you get a clue. You work for the Acme Crime Fighting Network. That is the name of the place. You have a video phone that you call your chief on. He tells you that this Carmen San Diego has stolen whatever. You got to track her down. This is the last place we saw her. So you fly there. Like a little world map comes up and you fly there. And you have a couple of different places you can go and you ask questions. Like, oh, did you see this person? They're like, oh, yes, she was just here. But then she left on a plane with a green and blue and yellow flag on the tail of it. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That could give you clues as to where she's going. The problem with this game is, other than just the ridiculousness of somebody having that much money to just jump from country to country to country day after day after day with all these plane tickets and like, and you think they would have just stopped her at the airport. Like, oh, you're Carmen San Diego? What would you just, we're going to take you to this back room for a second. Like, this is, yeah. If you go to the wrong country, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you happen to go to London instead of France, you know, you walk in and you're like, oh, no, we haven't seen anybody like that here. And Or, it's been busy, but we haven't seen anybody suspicious. So you're like, okay, I guess I'll just leave. So it's like, okay, where do I go? Because if you go to where you were supposed to go, she's not there anymore. Because, like, the days have gone by.
Yeah, that's right.
As you're traveling.
I remember that.
So, like, three times in a row, I've lost the case because they slipped through my fingers because I just got lost. Like, I went to the wrong city by accident and, like, I took too long because I had to sleep. Who sleeps in a video game? Like, it's keeping track of time. And it's like, oh, you have to sleep between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Like, no, I don't. I really don't. Like, I'm fine. Yeah, I'll sleep on the plane.
Good.
Not when I get there. I'll sleep on
I'll
the plane.
I'll sleep when the case is solved. I'm not taking a break until she's behind bars.
It just makes me remember of, like, how cool some of these edumacation games were. Because it's still a fun game, you know? Like, you're collecting clues and you're tracking down a thief and, you know, you get to fly across the world and learn interesting, you know, factoids about things. Like, and I haven't played a game like this, like a new game like this, just because I'm, you know, too busy playing mature adult games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Frogger.
Oh, yeah.
That Frogger. Quake Live.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Like, do these games even exist anymore?
I don't know. I'm sure there's somewhere on Steam something like that.
Frog Fractions.
Right.
Play it.
Is that really a thing, though? Like, that's not just
don't
a,
ruin it. Just let people play it.
I don't.
It's a good game.
Is it?
I can't find it.
Jason, it's a brilliant game. It's a free game. It's a free Flash game. Just play it in your browser. It's one of those games you can't explain why it's so good. You just have to let people experience it for themselves.
Damn it, Bailey.
So he says.
I'm serious. Especially if you're a retro gamer, you'll appreciate it. That's the most I can say right there.
So, Jason won't?
He probably
like
won't.
It.
No.
Yeah, probably not. I don't understand what I'm doing. We're seeing bugs.
You're going to be playing it for a while if you just started it now. But that's okay. Play it while we do the podcast.
Sure. Why not?
Why not?
The thing I didn't understand about the Carmen San Diego games until I was older is you talk about that problem, right? Of, so, oh, I have to guess which of three cities she's in. If I get it wrong, I'm screwed. But if I get it right, I can continue. It's like, how many people does this so-called Acme crime-fighting agency employ? Because if you employ, I don't know, three people, you could send one person to each place. And then whoever is correct would be like, okay, the next three places are Tokyo, Bermuda, and Paris. I'm going to Tokyo.
Right.
You two go to the other two. You wouldn't be able to lose, you know? And if you had three people, you would actually save so much time because you wouldn't have to, like, ask for as many clues and crap. It'd be like, hey, just give me the bare minimum. Like, okay, what are the three choices? Okay, it's okay. Okay, you go there. I mean,
right.
Sometimes you just got to hire more people. Come on.
I'm just saying, though, like, because, I mean, they've got a huge budget because if you're following her country by country, flying every day to a different country, like going through customs and, you know, getting shots and stuff, because, like, some of those countries require you to be vaccinated for certain diseases and, like, you know,
that's
like,
true.
I would just, I mean, at that point, it's like, just whatever she took, just let her have it. Like, is it really that big of a deal? Local authorities will take care of it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Was it got to be that big of a deal?
How much does it cost to pick up the phone and say, hey, she's either on her way to your city or these two other ones. We're going to put all three on lockdown and just find her. Case closed, job done. Everybody go home.
Or, you know, just tell the airports and be like, hey, no, just ground all of your flights just for today.
All of them.
You know, there's like a huge criminal.
She's wearing a bright red trench coat. Really not that difficult to find.
Right.
While you're at it, that guy with the poofy bald hat and the red and white striped shirt wearing the big pair of glasses, grab him too. Once and for all.
Now, you know how everyone's always like, you know, gets on Ubisoft and EA and Nintendo for releasing like a million sequels?
Yep.
The same franchises. There have been 26 Carmen Sandiego games.
Whoa! Really?
Wow.
26.
So there's like newer ones?
The last one came out in... When's it coming out? Yeah, release date. It's coming out this year. It's called Carmen Sandiego Returns.
Ugh, I'm buying it. Like, I want to play these games. Like,
it may be out.
Wait, how much do we know
I want to get, like, that book that it comes with. That's what I want.
Photoshop,
like, I
want
to have
guide
to, like, you know, thumb through like a giant, yeah, like, I want to thumb through like a giant encyclopedia of, like,
Jesus,
different things. Like, who wouldn't? Give me that.
Give me that
physical media.
There were six of them on the Wii between 2011 and 2013.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're WiiWare.
Talk about shovelware, man. That's beautiful. Go Nintendo.
I had no idea.
That's amazing.
No idea.
Yours were only 600 Wii points.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
I like it. Bailey?
You monster.
No. I played a game. That's not the issue.
You monster.
But I'm recognizing that I've really changed as a gamer. Like, there's games that, as a kid, I would have really devoted, like, my evenings to conquering. I would have made handmade maps and handwritten notes. I would have just, like, learned the game, you know? And I don't know if I don't have as much time anymore, or if I have other options, or a combination of factors, but I just can't handle these old-school games anymore. So I sat down, I really tried to play Legacy of the Wizard, which is kind of coincidental.
Oh, I like that game.
Yeah, it's a Broderbund game, like Carmen Sandiego used to be.
Yeah.
I like it too. It's kind of like a better version of Castle Quest, and more advanced in my opinion. It's cool. Like, it's like a side-scrolling platformer, kind of like a Solomon's Key size, where you're hopping around on the ladders, and you can throw your magic at enemies and kill them, and you collect gold and you get items and you heal, and it is fun. But the thing is, it starts out, you're around this table, and you can pick one of the adventurers or a class you want to do. And the game starts. It's just this huge realm of possibility. You can go into the ground, you can go across the land, and once you're in the ground, you go through various directions, and it's I'm also kind of directionally impaired, so it probably is just me, but I'm the kind of player, I can play this game for an hour and feel like I'm still in the same room. Like, I've just gone in a giant circle. I have no idea what I'm doing in this game. None. I have sat down and tried to start this game several times, and I've given it, like, good, earnest attempts, but after dying a couple times and failing at jumps, and it's one of those games where if you fall more than two tiles, you take damage, which annoys me, to be honest, but I it's realistic, I guess. I can't do it. I just can't. And I don't want to pick up an FAQ, you know. I'm not that. I don't want to do that, but I can't. I don't know. I can't do it. I tried. The one last thing I did want to point out, though, is this particular cartridge has this sticker down here. It's a 1992 sticker. I believe that's Larry Koopa. It's a Nintendo Challenges You. You can put your name on it. Uh-huh. And I've never seen anything like this sticker before. I'm not aware of this sticker. Uh-huh. So if any live stream viewers or anyone who goes back later to watch the video on the website, if you know anything about this sticker, I'd love to know. And I don't have any like expectations that's like super rare and worth a lot, but I'm just curious. Like, if there's like a full set of 9 of them out there I can collect, if they're, it's just neat. Like, it's a little piece of Nintendo for fanboys like me. So it's one of the reasons I'm sitting there looking at all these games. It's one of the reasons I picked this one. I was like, oh, it's my Nintendo sticker game. Let's play. So yeah, that's what I played. Legacy of the Wizard. Despite everything I said, I would still recommend it. Very charming. It has pleasant music. It looks fun. Like, it's just a fun little... Sounds stupid, but yeah, you walk around, you jump, and you throw your magic at enemies. That's a classic game formula. Can't beat that. So, good work, everyone. 3 thumbs up. We're getting better at this. Everyone actually playing old video games thing.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice.
And getting better.
Speaking of which, I think we have a listener email discussion question this week. Oh my gosh, we do. Listener email discussion question goes like this. Greetings once again, One More Podcastle crew. Most of us began playing games when we were way younger. Games that are considered cult classics in the modern age, like Earthbound, Streets of Rage, and Star Tropics, may not have been perceived that way immediately. Long before your favorite classic game was known by all, and you were the only kid on your block who knew about it, was there a particular moment when playing when you thought this game is going to be one that people still remember 20 years from now? Gunstar Heroes. You can learn more about it by listening to Joe Walker / Space Kappa, that's his Twitter name, way back on episode 56, is special to me because of its ending. Way back in the mid-90s, when I played it via Sega Channel, no one around me knew what it was. Its gameplay was peerless, and the visuals were fantastic. But the way the game ended resonated with me the most. I knew from the moment the credits rolled that this was going to be a game that'd be remembered for a long time. Just hearing the ending music gets me all warm and fuzzy. Have you played Link's Awakening yet? That's from Jonathan Higgins. You can find him on Twitter at RadicalDefect. Seems like he threw in a second question there. I play Link's Awakening. It's one of my top 3 favorite Zelda games.
I love Link's Awakening. Also one of my top 3 favorite Zelda games.
Really? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Played it.
It's actually number 3.
No, yes, I have.
Actually, then.
I'm a liar.
Liar.
I don't think I've been it. Yeah, I should go back and play those Zelda games.
They're good, man.
I know. They're good. I know. It's just, damn it. All right. Guess I'm playing Zelda this week. See, I have the problem. See, the problem with being a kid is every game you really like, regardless of quality, you think is going to be one of those games. That's going to be a game for the ages. So yeah, when I was 7, like, yeah, Wacky Wheels. This is a game that's going to be the game that people remember. No one cares about Wacky Wheels. Mm-hmm. I do, but no one else does. So yeah, like, I really like Turok for the N64.
Hmm.
I bought an N64 and got Turok. I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. Oh my god, there's a gun that you shoot a thing and it eats the guy's head with a spike.
The cerebral bore.
Yes. Oh, so this good. Is amazing. But in retrospect, not so much. really the only game that I ever remember, like, being truly blown away by, that went on to be a classic, was Doom.
That's, hey, that counts. Yeah, that absolutely counts.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Good pick. Hunter, how about you?
Man, I guess I was just late to the game. Because, like, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't think that, like, hardcore about stuff. You know, like, I just played the game and enjoyed it and then moved on to a different game.
Yeah.
Played it and enjoyed it. Like, it wasn't until maybe the last 10 years where I was like, oh, well, this is more. There's a lot more going on. Like, I remember, I will say this. I do remember playing Extreme G on the N64.
Hmm.
And just blown away by how fast it was, and you know, just thinking like, "Wow, this is crazy!" Like, I've played racing games before, like on in the pseudo 3D with like Stunt Racer or Daytona USA or something like that. Like, I didn't get a PlayStation until like way later, so I didn't have the chance to play games like Wipeout or was it Moto 360 or Moto something?
Yeah.
Jet Moto, that's what it was, Jet Moto. Like, I didn't have a chance to play, like, those games where, like, that's all it was super fast racing. Like, I had Extreme G. Like, I remember, like, unlocking, like, all of the different bikes and stuff, and I'm like, man, there's got to be more stuff to do, and if I could just jump this ramp just right, and maybe I'll make it into a secret area, and I think there was maybe 2 Extreme G games, and then that was it. Like, that's...
Yep.
I don't know. I liked it though.
Yeah. Cool.
I can't play it now because it's terrible. Man, I just can't. I feel so bad because there's like so many great childhood games on the Nintendo 64 that like me and my friends just mulled over until it was just everything was in tiny bits and we had dissected every inch of these games.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll go through my collection and I'll see these games and even like the bad ones, like the Castlevania, where it's like, wow, this game's not good. I still kind of enjoyed playing it. And it's like, well, let's check it out. I pop it in and like, I'm just trying to walk through like one of like the main areas and just like all the screen tearing and the muddy textures and just the terrible polygons. Like, I just want to claw my eyes out. It's so terrible to look at, which I never thought I would be that guy, but man, it's just so bad. I don't know how Tom does it, man. Like, I don't know how he pops these games in like, oh, yeah, this is fun. Like, it's not fun. It's not fun at all, man.
Hunter, it sounds like you don't like retro video games.
I do. I will say that if there's any games of any generation that deserve, and I hate to say this, but a HD remake, like the entire generation of like PlayStation 1 and Sega Saturn and N64, like that is such a bad, like going back, that such other a bad era when it comes to graphics.
Aged terribly. It was magical when it was the first 3D anything you'd ever played. Magical. Like, it didn't matter if every polygon only had 9 surfaces, regardless if it was supposed to be like a whole human being. Yeah. Like, it was like, wow, I'm moving in a 3-dimensional environment. But they have truly aged awfully. Ugh. You are correct. For those who don't know, we have a guy on One More Castle, Pierre, who used to write a column called Atari Poop. It was satirical, very funny. He wrote about Atari games. He'd throw in like crazy conspiracy theories and stuff. But my favorite thing he ever wrote, most brilliant, one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen anyone ever write. I'm not exaggerating. Like, it's that funny to me. Is without ever acknowledging the joke, he just wrote a straight faced review of Body Harvest. Now, Body Harvest is a Nintendo 64 game, but he reviews it as if it's on the Atari 2600. He has the screenshots and everything. And he's like, boy, this game looks like crap. It's still legitimately funny to me. Oh, gosh. So good. For me, I don't know what my deal was, but most games I played and I thought they were really special, I think they're pretty obvious. I remember Super Mario Bros. 3. Like, when I got that, I was like, oh. This is the stuff right here. But everyone knows it. Like, Super Mario Bros. 2 stuff. The closest example I could think of is I remember the gaming world not being sure if Super Mario RPG would be good. And I remember maybe, like, not being sure about getting it because I picked up a Nintendo Power magazine and it had a preview and it had like some maps in it of like some of the places in the game, like Balome's castle or dungeon, whatever, sewer area. The point is, some of the locations looked pretty mazy to me. This is a problem I have with games. Like, I don't like. Like, don't throw me in a maze for 2 hours. That's ignorant. That's stupid. That's filler. I hate it when games do that. There's a lot that do. Like, let's just confound the player with a confusing, stupid maze. I hate that crap. So I'm looking at these stages, these worlds, these dungeons, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know about this game. Like, you gotta go, like, wind your way through. Well, I was an idiot because the game's awesome. So, I like, life-changingly good.
You idiot.
Ah, me idiot. Me idiot. So, I guess that's my pick, Super Mario RPG, but I think even that one, most people now realize it's pretty good. Like, what game did I think was amazing, but really wasn't?
I remember thinking, like, picking up and playing, like Super Street Fighter 2 for the Super NES. Like, when that game came out, I was like, how did they pack all this stuff in this tiny little cartridge? This is amazing.
Yeah.
And like, I remember playing through that and thinking, like, man, it's just, there's just so much great stuff here. Like, there's so many things going on. Look at these backgrounds, like all these colors and like, oh my gosh, like these moves and like the what was his name? Fei Long. He was like Bruce Lee and that was cool. Yeah, I always just played as Ken. Still do. Still my go-to.
Yeah, I have experienced that. You know what? I just figured it out. I know what my game is that I thought was the greatest thing, and it turns out it's actually Clay Fighter 2 Judgment Clay. I had a time in my life when I thought that was the game. Like, it was Claymation. It was a legit fighting game. They were secret characters. Never mind that they were just palette swaps. But they were secret characters, and it had this attitude. You know, bad Mr. Frosty. Like, it had this cool attitude vibe to it. And, you know, all these wacky characters. Oh man, I thought that was it. I thought that was the best game, Clay Fighter 2.
That wasn't one of those games where it was like, how many secret characters are there? I gotta unlock them all. You know, just like spamming like button combinations at character select screen, hoping to get one. Like, I did that with Clay Fighter 63 and a third. Like, when I found out like how to get Booger Man, it was just like this weird button combination, but it kind of went like in a row on the controller. And I was like, huh, I wonder if there's anybody else. So I just started like spam button pressing everything, and like I unlocked somebody else. I was like, nobody knows this.
I'm the secret.
I gotta write into Nintendo Power.
Yeah, right. I gotta wait 4 weeks for the letter to arrive and then maybe appear in next month's issue.
Man.
Oh, man, back then. Writing the counselor's corner because you were stuck in a game. You had to wait like a month and a half to figure out.
Yeah.
That is definitely one thing that I've missed. Just gaming in general today is there isn't any of that mystery anymore. Like you have to completely cut yourself off to really like experience a game without any trepidation and insights from anybody else. And that is so hard when we were just being slammed with advertising 24/7 on everything, like TVs and phones and websites. And it's just like I want that feeling again of this is the first time I will ever experience this as it is, you know?
Yeah, I think I've brought it up on the podcast like twice before, but it used to be you could walk into a place like Funko Land, I remember going, and you would look at games and you had never heard of them before. You knew nothing about them. You were making purchases based on the price, the name of the game, the cartridge art, and maybe the developer if you were savvy enough to know a few games they made. That was it. Like, you can't, that doesn't exist anymore. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't have my rose-colored glasses on. Like, it sucks when you spent $12 on an NES game and discover that it was terrible, and it's that expensive because it's like just uncommon. There's one of those unlicensed pieces of crap. Like that sucked. But I'll also never again have an experience with a game like Crystalis, where I didn't know anything about it. And I brought that home and I was like, this is one of the greatest games. This is really, really, really good. I am so fortunate to have found it. No, Hunter, it's really good.
It's good. I know, I enjoy it. I think that might be one of the reasons why, like, I kind of been verging towards like independent gaming lately. It's because you can still get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like you could just randomly come across a strange website that's like, hey, check out this free game. It's by, you know, Pogo's on Wheels. And it's like, I don't know who that is.
Nobody does.
Like, I'll try this out.
Let's try it.
And like every once in a while, you'll find one that's like really good. And you're like, wow, this is, how would I have ever found this before? You know, like this isn't going to make it to Steam. This isn't going to hit green light. This game's like 15 minutes long, you know?
You know what? That's a good point. Good segue. Because I've had people give me games on Steam. That's always fun. Like, what is this? I have no idea. I'm going to dive in. I'm not going to research it. I'm going to press start and go.
I do miss that feeling, though, for sure.
Yeah. Because now, if you walk into a shop and you haven't heard of the game, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, they're like, what? You don't COD, bro? You don't 360 no scope? Better put your mama's panties back on.
You don't 420 blaze it.
That game's funny.
You're funny.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I feel good now. I feel real good now.
Yeah, good. If anyone else wants to send in a listener email, this is what we do with it. We talk about it. We answer the question and we talk about it. We like it. We like talking. Send us an email, podcast@onemorecastle.com. I do think it's time for a music break, though. Tonight's going to go a little long. back. That was Dream Fighter by Scott Peoples. It's a track I love. We've had it on the show before, so it's our first like two-timer, just because last week was so terrible I had to make up for it. But it's also noteworthy because that wonderful Punch-Out remix you just heard turns 15 years old this year. So, wow. Like, people have been making chiptunes and video game remixes and electronica and nerdcore Nintendo raps, like, man, for so long. Like, there's retro remixes that are retro themselves now. That's just, it's weird. I'm old. Anyway, you can download it at the episode page on warmercastle.com. Speaking of stuff you can download, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, the Retro Showdown is the coolest, most radical part of our show. Each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We don't know what each other has chosen. We're going to have 1 minute to introduce our choice, however, and then spend the rest of the episode arguing about what game is the best. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you, because the best part of the show is that you get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast page on warmercastle.com. At the very least, though, we hope to entertain you as we insult each other over their idiotic choices. So that's the idea. We usually try to fit a theme. 2 episodes ago, we do it every 2 weeks. The results set. You have plenty of time to vote because we record. There's a few days. If you did it 1 week, only 2 days. The point is, it was wife's choice or a significant other's choice. Jason's technically not married yet. And the winner of an intense couple weeks of voting was Jason.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
With Barbie.
Game C didn't make it.
Magic hairstylist.
Barbie magic hairstylist.
Hunter, clay shooting lost by 2 votes. Like, you were really close.
Oh.
And the crazy thing is, it wasn't a blowout of anybody. Sometimes, like, Jason gets more than twice as many as me and Hunter combined or some crazy stat. There were 40 votes in total. Thanks, everyone, for voting. Okay. We had a pretty good turnout. But the vote breakdown was 16 for Jason, 14 for Hunter, and 10 for me. That's a pretty tight clustering.
Wow.
I mean,
it's good. It's good.
That's
good.
3 people changing their mind would have changed the whole thing, you know. But yeah, Jason won.
Yeah.
And for the record, my wife is actually like legitimately pissed. Like, she's like, "That's ridiculous. That's stupid, Barbie." She's on Twitter now.
I've got a message. I've got a message from my wife.
Yeah?
To your wife.
Uh-oh.
Did you record it?
They could just tweet each other.
How does this work?
For those who are listening to the podcast on Monday, Jason is just rigorously tapping the screen on his phone, unsure of how technology works. Let's watch.
Damn it, you piece of shit phone. Damn it, I do this for a living.
All right, well, while we're...
Clearly not very well.
While there we go. Sending messages with our phones, this is my child.
Hey, everyone, I want to thank you for voting my game, Barbie Magic Hairstyler, and the podcast from a couple of weeks ago, servicing Miss Pac-Man's hairstyling needs since 1998.
Wow.
Wow, you just did that. That's a podcast first.
Yep,
you
just did that. It's a podcast first.
Huh. So I gotta ask, because this is unprecedented.
Raises a lot of questions.
Currently,
bam.
So Jason,
yes,
was your significant other like constantly watching the poll numbers as the weeks went on?
She was asking me.
Okay.
Wow.
And then you would tell her. I'm guessing.
No, I'd tell her. Okay. I'd be like, yeah.
Wife.
When did she record that?
Like.
Wife lady.
An hour before the podcast.
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, if she recorded that like days ago.
No, that was
there's okay.
No, we looked an hour before.
Okay, I was gonna say something's rotten in Denmark if she recorded that like days ago.
Is Bailey's wife there?
She's, yeah, we got a, there's something going on.
Is she angry? She's going to come through the computer and kick my ass? What's going
maybe.
On?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
She'll probably just hang out.
Is Bailey sleeping on the couch tonight? Is that what it caused to happen?
That's one of those. You what?
No what? Balls. Damn it, Bailey.
What is today? Oh, it's the month. Womp womp.
The insult would have better weight to it if it didn't take forever.
It's just a bunch of editing I'm going to have to do as well.
There is. You're literally going to have to edit it. This entire he's just taking the thing right off. So, Hunter.
Yes.
I see you've gotten a haircut and your office is rearranged.
It is. Yeah, I bought a new desk, so nice. Everything's Thanks much a lot, larger, Jason. More space. So everything's
nice. So, tilted. Sleeping on the couch tonight?
Apparently, we're having to split everything 50-50, and I got a lot of lawyer fees on the way.
Oh, damn.
There you go.
You jerk.
So, you're going to have to cut your baby in half? That's weird.
High stakes retro showdown, everybody. High stakes.
Ooh.
Carriages in the balance. Yeah, I should not have bet our marriage. I mean, this sounds a bad idea.
No.
No, that should have been the last thing that you should have done.
Whoopsie.
But, oh, boy.
This week for the showdown, excuse the lengthy pause as I argued with my wife, the theme is bamboo. Bamboo games. Games with bamboo in them somewhere. That's the theme.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Traditionally, Jason's the timekeeper. If Jason's right. got 1 minute on the clock, traditionally, I go first. So, I guess I'm ready.
You may begin.
This game is a classic. I'm not screwing around anymore. It's an early NES title. Yes, I'm going back to the NES yet again. Widely regarded as being highly influential, it spawned a storied franchise, much beloved, and it has bamboo in it. The game is Dragon Warrior. Dragon Warrior. Good stuff. Tile-based RPG. Man, epic stuff. There's a twist thing going on at the end of boss. You've got to play it. Experience it. The magic armor that heals you as you walk. Still one of the greatest items ever. The first weapon you can buy is the bamboo pole. I think it's 10 gold. You can buy it in Breconary. Weak weapon, but it's there. Bamboo. Dragon Warrior. Good game.
Five. All right. Hunter,
are
you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You may begin.
Who needs Elton John's Tiny Dancer when you have Shadow Dancer, or more specifically, the sequel alongside Shadow Dancer? That's right. You control Joe, which is still the funniest thing in the world. We'll get into that later. Of the crime organization Zed of the original game has since reformed and have renamed themselves Neo Zed. But don't you want to be a ninja? Of course you do. Don't you want to be a ninja named Joe? You darn tootin' you do. And travel across the world to gain his revenge on Neo Zed. It's the revenge of Shinobi for the
Ooh.
Sega Genesis.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's a ninja named Joe. It's so bad. Why would they think that was
it the revenge or is it the secret?
The revenge.
The revenge. Alrighty. Can't even find that.
To Shinobi or not Shinobi?
Doesn't even exist.
That's the question.
Alright, I guess I'll begin. It's 1997.
No, it's not.
You've got a yes, it is. We're going back through time. It's now a time cast. It's 1997. You've got a PlayStation 1. The graphics kind of suck, you'll realize, 10 years from now.
It's true. It's true.
But boy, there's a great fighting game. That's right. It's Bushido Blade. where you fight each other with blades and your bushitos. As you go through a forest made of bamboo and fight each other, you can actually cut through the bamboo, having a semi-destructible forest, which is pretty damn cool for a PlayStation 1 game, considering that the PlayStation 1 kind of sucked.
A little bit.
Katanas, nodachis, longswords, sabers, broadswords, nagatanas, rapiers, sledgehammers, and even a gun. Bushido blade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good week. I have so many questions right away, though, but you go ahead, Jason.
Ooh.
Go
ahead. When you first said the revenge of Shinobi,
yeah,
and you referred to Shadow Dancer.
Right, yes. Shadow Dancer was the...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I Googled Shadow Dancer and was immediately confused because all the search results are for a 2012 thriller drama about a failed bombing attempt of a single mother and an IRA member falling into a British agent's hands. I was like, was this movie based on a game? Because that's pretty dark for a Genesis game.
Or was this game based on one of the greatest movies to ever have been released in the past?
Find out on next week's Timecraft.
Yeah. Friend of Shinobi.
So, Hunter.
Revenge.
Hunter. You said, and I quote, "Who needs Elton John's Tiny Dancer?" The question for you is,
right,
is that a euphemism?
No.
Okay.
Like the song, get it now.
Tiny Dancer by Elton John?
It's a great song.
Just making sure.
Yeah. I don't know how you would get euphemism out of that.
I always mean, do.
You know.
I think of every...
That's why we're two different people.
I have every naughty thought possible. Every one of them.
So, I will apologize. I did not get a chance to discuss the importance of the bamboo in the Revenge of the Shinobi.
I just assumed your game didn't
happen. For anybody who's ever played...
You're disqualified.
Oh, it does. For anybody who's ever played a side-scrolling platformer game where spikes are the enemy, instant death, let me introduce to you bamboo, the spike's cousin, but natural, so good for the environment. Sharpen them good enough.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, I'm going to... this is going to make you win when I bring it up. But it seems the game did a bit of legal infringing.
Oh.
From a quick...
What?
From a quick Google search. With the inclusion of things like The Hulk, The Terminator, Godzilla, Rambo,
oh, is
Batman,
it that game? Yes!
Spider-Man.
I remember this. Yeah. Like... They're all in
no.
there. It's because someone on One More Castle
you
did
guys.
A review of it. There's just so much like cross-licensed characterizations going on there.
But they're not licensed.
No, you're right. Yeah, they're parody, I guess. Like, what would that fall under?
Yeah, like what? How does that fit into the story?
Yeah, you could say.
Is there
how
a
does
story?
It not.
Why are you fighting
me?
Why are you fighting Spider-Man?
Do you know how dangerous that would be?
Clearly a job for a ninja.
Yeah, what?
Only clearly a job for a ninja named Joe.
How does Joe kill the Terminator?
I don't even remember.
What does a deer's tail look like?
What?
What does a deer's tail look
is
like?
Is cider hitting you? Like a deer tail? Like a
Joe Dirte?
Making a joke. Okay. I was going to do like a drawing of Bambi, but it's bamboo.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was.
Get your wife back in there to yell at you again for that.
Yeah, really. That was really bad.
I regret it immediately. I'm so sorry. But yeah. Hunter, the thing about your game that the listeners need to hear, because sometimes we just like joke around the whole time, but the listeners really do need to hear this. Your game isn't actually good. So, there you have it.
Or is it super good?
No.
Possibly one of the best.
No, it's not one of those so bad it's good games. It's not one of those.
It does have
Batman.
Have
you heard these chiptunes? They're good.
It's another...
Soulful, even.
Yet
especially for the Genesis
action game. that tries to
right, but it's building off one of the more popular franchises
by ripping off other franchises.
It looks great. You got super sweet like jinjitsu like special powers and stuff. You can levitate. Batman's in it. I mean, come on, that alone,
yeah,
should be enough.
You know what? Touche. My game certainly doesn't have Batman in it, but it does have
or Godzilla.
And I think a dragon.
What's the name of your game again? I forgot already.
Dragon Warrior.
Dragon.
You may know it as, I don't know, Dragon Quest. Maybe
one, two,
if you're that kind
three.
Of. No numbers in this one.
Oh, man.
This
These
is
games.
The original. This is the original.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it good?
Very innovative.
This is where slimes. This is where the slime became a thing.
Yes! A slime approach.
I have this game to thank for it.
A blue slime.
You remember how we're talking about. You can't go back to like PS1 and 64 games because of the graphics.
Yeah.
I can't go back to mid-80s RPGs.
Oh, they're so bad.
Oh, they're so
they're
bad.
They're so bad. They're like if so I walk up good. To oh, an NPC, they're... I shouldn't have to open a whole separate menu just to click talk. Like, I don't yeah. care. I'm not going to search him. I don't care what's on him.
You know what?
Terrible it is just to walk up to somebody and just put your hands on them and start going through their pockets. Come on.
I'm going to take your ammo away from you because I will concede that the worst thing about this game is the archaic menu system. In the original Dragon Warrior, you have to go into the menu just to use stairs. You have to walk, stand over the stair-looking tile, open the menu, move the cursor to stairs, and press A. And then you get the
so bad
classic 8-bit shuffling. No, you don't. But the point is, yeah, you have to use a menu to use the stairs. And that's inexcusable. That's ridiculous.
It's but bad. It's really bad.
Other than that, amazing game.
Bailey.
What's up?
I don't think I could gummy bear anymore.
I'm going to chew on that joke for a while. I'll let you know what happens. It's pretty sweet.
Oh! Ba-doom-ts.
Went for the double there.
I just, man, I don't, like, games like this, I really want to get into because it's like, you got to know where it starts, right? Like, you've got yeah. to play that game that just, like, creates this because there's, like, 10 or 12 of these games, right? Like, they yeah. are the Final Fantasy in America as, like, whatever this Japan or
yes,
there's, I guess Final
yeah,
Fantasy is big in
four
Japan.
Four on
too,
the NES alone, and they're yeah, Jesus. They yeah. just get better and better.
I just man, it's just that those. I mean, granted, archaic, yes, just because we know that other games have done it better, just due to technology or just greater minds behind the programming, those kinds of things, and that's fine. And it's games like this I want to play. Like, has this game ever been re-released with like any kind of updated UI or?
It actually may have been, but I'm the worst person in the world to.
Like, it's been ported a million times.
Yeah, but did it ever get
right?
Like,
but if it's
menu?
Just the same setup, then what's who's doing what? Who?
One of our live stream guests might know. Good. Is there a version of Dragon yeah. Warrior out there that? Don't have stair menu use like they have to do that part at least.
Yeah, I just can't do these old RPGs.
It's brutal, man. Like that's one of the things I really enjoy, and I know this is gonna sound terrible, and I just mean this just as somebody talking about video games with a couple of his buddies. Still want to win the showdown. why I enjoyed a game like The Revenge of Shinobi is because they took the essence of what was a great game. Like, Shinobi's a great game. Like, if you are a fan of, like, those run-and-gun, like, real quick reflex, you know, one-hit kill kind of games, like, this builds on that. Like, it doesn't go really big. It doesn't go, like, over the top. But it makes everything that was great about the original game and then made it better. You guys don't have that. Like, Bushido Blade is just another crappy 3D fighting game that's not Virtual Fighter.
Or Soul Calibur.
Totally different than
I'm sorry.
Fighter.
If it's not Virtual Fighter, then it doesn't matter. It's a and trust me, I've played a lot of these fighters.
Hunter is a fighting game fanatic. Terrible. He knows his stuff. Yeah. I'd listen to him. I am listening.
It's a dueling game.
I would rather play Mace 64. What do you
Did
say?
You hear what
it's
Jason
a dueling
said?
Game. You duel.
A dueling game?
Say it again.
What's that
say
even mean?
Say it again, please.
You're
One
dueling.
More time.
D-U-E-L. Duel.
It's a dueling game.
I don't... What's that even mean?
It's a duel. You don't know what to, you've never heard the name duel?
No, I know what the term to duel means.
The name duel.
A combat between two persons, specifically using weapons.
So you're not even like, you're not fighting to the death?
You are, but you have weapons.
There's no fatalities?
You're literally cutting people's heads off.
This isn't Killing Time, man. Like, you can't just start taking off body parts. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Cut them and they'll bleed.
Do you have a head button, like in Killing Time? Because if you don't...
No, their heads will explode in blood.
That's cool.
Why are all these stages, like, in the middle of winter?
Winter's
just
dramatic?
Just constantly...
Winter is
dramatic. Yeah, but, like, there's, like, this...
Secretly take place
in Canada?
Oh, my
gosh, is this... Is this game like an open world style, or
did you guys see?
No, but you can run around the environment when you fight. Like, you're not limited to just standing in front of each other.
Is Jason still talking about his game? Oh, man, man.
Yeah. So you can run around.
I'm still.
You can beat your weapon knocked out of your hand. You can throw your weapon at the person.
I don't want my weapon knocked out of my hand.
What does it do differently, though?
Yeah, what makes it stand out?
Like, there's hundreds of these games.
They're one-on-one.
Yeah, like, there's hundreds of these games. Like, I could probably name 20 right now off the top of my head that look identical to this game.
Yeah, but this one you have a sword or a spear or something. It's more technical.
What?
Less common.
That's Soul Edge, Soul Calibur.
What's the game before those?
I mean, Battle Arena Toshinden. Mace 64.
Game before Mace. Ah, see, Mace was more of a traditional fighting game, though.
What's the same thing?
No, this one. Okay, this one you're not limited on, like, the same, like, one plane where you guys are literally just facing the same way with the camera and you fight and then end. This one you can run around a level while fighting.
Because that's what I want to do when it's a one-on-one duel. I want
to
run around, stay away.
And then the other person will have to come out to the ledge to fight you, and then you could knock them off.
All right, that's okay. That's not.
If I want to knock people off ledges, I'll stick to Double Dragon 2.
Whatever. Yeah. Or if you want to be thrown off ledges, play Double Dragon 3.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
That's all that happens in that game is you get thrown off.
Someone said, Dragon Quest was remade for the Super Famicom and exclusive to Japan. Dragon Warrior 1 or 2 were on the Game Boy, but I believe they had the same menu struggles.
So I need to look for the Super Famicom version of Dragon Quest, because that's what it's called.
Yes.
Righto.
Dragon Quest.
So, fun fact about Dragon Warrior. Has some of the best looking character designs on the whole console. Many people are familiar with the NES and the character sprites generally having a three-color limit. There are exceptions. You could overlap sprites on top of each other. Like, I mean, Mega Man, famous example. He actually has more colors because his face is a separate sprite from his body. But in Dragon Warrior, they got around that. You have these big, very lush, colorful enemies. It's so cool. It's just such a classy-looking game. Utterly classic. So good. Utterly classic.
I don't know, man. I just don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. How long is it? How painfully long is it?
About 20 hours.
It's probably, what, a 30-hour, 20 hours? 30
yeah, yeah, between 20 and 30.
And are five of those hours me and menus?
Probably about two, yeah, one or two. Depends on how much you like looking at how much you level up.
There's probably a ton of grinding, isn't there? Like, unnecessary grinding.
You know what?
As there is in Dragon Warrior 2. Maybe that's just my opinion.
That's what
but
I hate about Japanese RPGs.
If you know what you're doing, you can get through it pretty smoothly. There's some grinding, but I like grinding. Call me crazy. Grinding's fun. It's part of RPGs.
I hate grinding.
It gives leveling up a thrill that modern leveling up just doesn't have. Let's be honest. I mean, back then, leveling up was like, whoa, I gained a level. That is awesome. And you felt great. Because you can only get to level 30, so every level up is this big deal. It's a great game.
Worst ever.
I don't know, man. I just don't know if I could do it.
All-time classic. I've done it. It's one of the few RPGs I've actually finished more than once. I have gone through it twice. Because it's just such a good classic experience. Natural.
I will say that. I mean, and again, a lot of this just comes from me not being a big fan of RPG games, just in general. I mean, I've got my reasons, which I'm sure I've told 1,000 times on this podcast over the 139 episodes that we've done. But I don't know. Like, I think at this point, like, the last thing I want is a medieval fantasy RPG game or a sci-fi driven high fantasy RPG game. Like, I just want, I think that's why I groped to, groped, that was a terrible use of the word.
I think that's why
I leaned so much to Super Mario RPG is because it's so different.
Yeah, that's
than any other RPG game I have ever played.
Yeah, that's legit.
So I'm just watching a video of the Super Famicom re-release. It looks like they fixed the menus pretty well.
Oh, sweet.
Like, now you can just, like, walk up to, like, certain NPCs and it automatically starts dialogues and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
See, okay. I don't want it to automatically start. I hate that worse than... That's... Ugh. I'd rather go...
Like, you don't have to go to the menu and hit talk.
I'd rather go through a menu to talk to a character than automatically start the conversation when I... within the next tile or facing them or whatever. Like, press the A button, fine. Great. Let it be my choice. But I want to have consent in this exchange, okay? Like, don't force...
Feel like somebody's taking advantage of you.
Yeah. Just, ugh. Ick. Ugh. That's not good.
I could probably play this version of the game.
Okay, so I got a hunter's vote. Jason, let's see.
Yeah.
What? It's not
stupid garbage.
Are you trying to win me over on Dragon?
Let's see, you fight each other.
Grind
with
blades, eight.
And your Bushido. Does that make any freaking sense? You can actually cut the bamboo, a destructive force, which is pretty damn cool for the PlayStation, and even a gun. Considering the PlayStation kind of sucks. It's two different sentences
little bit.
Combined.
Do you write down what I say?
Yeah.
He does that to him.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So you yourself, Jason, here's why I found the crack in your armor.
Crack?
You yourself admitted the PlayStation sucks, right?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. In retrospect.
Oh, okay, so I have Hunter's vote. You're admitting your... Yours is inferior to mine, so...
I don't think I need to argue.
I
admitted
I think
the console is inferior. I did not say the game was.
I think the showdown is recent.
The Dreamcast was an inferior console, but had some great games.
Whoa. I'll have you know
I think Jason
that
once...
if you haven't read the...
Jason's picking fights.
The Dreamcast even has a Dreamcast emulator running, okay?
That's right.
I laughed out loud when I read that bit at the bar. I was like, oh my God. It totally would. Somebody would totally figure that out. Somehow. Like, no, this is not the legit hardware running. No, it's an emulator of the emulating the hardware.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. I'm always nervous with jokes like that. I'm like,
it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
But yeah, Jason, when you say stuff like the Dreamcast is inferior, you're asking old school gamers to come to your house and murder you. That's what you're doing.
Hey, it's been working for 138 episodes.
It's true.
Well, I apologize now.
So on that note, I think we need some final arguments. Jason, why should anyone vote for Garbage Blade?
You should vote for Bushido Blade because, one, you don't have the terrible grinding of Dragon's Quest. Mm. Two, it has the swords of Shinobi.
Jeez.
Ooh.
And three,
but it doesn't have Godzilla.
It wasn't on the Dreamcast.
Wow.
Why is that? What?
Way to enumerate your bullet points there, and poorly, like poor points, but way to number them.
Whoa,
Hunter. Why should anyone vote for one of the most explicit examples of knocking off and ripping off characters of all time? Like, it's really bad.
You should vote for the revenge of Shinobi. Because who doesn't like a cold dish of revenge? Especially with a ninja named Joe taking on the Hawk, the Terminator, Godzilla, and my favorite, a knockoff Batman. And they got away with it. Because that was what you would always wonder. Who would win in a fight? Godzilla?
Or
a ninja named Joe?
Oh, jeez. Well, you should vote for Dragon Warrior.
No.
Because the tale of Erdrick is epic and still resonates with us today. His adventure to defeat the Dragon Lord is the stuff of legend. It inspires us all. You can play that story in Dragon Warrior. Great game. That's our showdown. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I want to give a special shout out to those who tuned in to the live stream. People, especially who commented, like Joshua Caleb, Jared Waldo, Aaron Alcorn, Jonathan Higgins, Valerie Minnick, Edward Vernell, Jonathan Alley, maybe a couple others that I'm missing as I scroll real quick. Yeah, thanks everyone turning out tonight. We had a good crowd watching. I think Chris said a couple things earlier. It's every Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. is when we live stream. We tweet the link from One More Castle on Twitter. Once again, the email podcast@onemorecastle.com. Send us a question. That's all you need to do. Jason, any other reminders, plugs, life advice?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And in terms of life advice, don't let the little things stack up. Tackle them in the now.
Damn.
Sweet.
All That's right. some hard-hitting shit right there.
Screw this podcast. I'm going to go fix my lawnmower,
I guess. I got things to do now.
Yeah. Like, I gotta make a to-do list.
Ugh. God damn it.
It's all falling apart around me. Thank you, Jason Lamb, for fixing my life. I'm gonna fix my marriage.
There you go.
You know what? The divorce is off. We're sticking together forever. Jason's fiance may have ruined our relationship, but Jason Lamb is sorted. Hunter! Any reminders, plugs, life advice?
You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. For all things me, check out ericandhunter.net. Life advice. Gummy bear, this in mind. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. You can follow me on Twitter at @Tomorrow_Legend. I would actually recommend Eric Hunter's indie game review blog. You can find him on Twitter. I'm not going to tell you anything about where or how to figure it out.
Just told everybody.
I did.
I'm confused. Did I not tell anybody?
I didn't know how to recover.
Just go for it.
I don't know any good segues. I only know all the segues.
Terrible segues.
I have no life advice. Don't kill yourself. That's a stupid decision.
It's a permanent solution to temporary problems.
Yep, that's true. That's our podcast! Yay. New episodes on Monday on onemorecastle.com. Like the old video games. Last but not least, audience. Also, though, you are a bad enough dude.